This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Portland State University public policy lecturer James W. Russell discusses immigration and NAFTA at Western Michigan University next week. I'll speak with him coming up. But first,
in October of 1517, Martin Luther posted his 95 Theses. Historians debate whether Luther actually nailed that list of concerns about the Catholic Church on the door of Wittenberg's Castle Church, but it is agreed that it was the start of the Protestant Reformation, one of the largest splits in Christian history. On Sunday, Catholics and Protestants will join together for an event to demonstrate unity among Christians. Kalamazoo United is holding its event at Wings Stadium beginning at 4 o'clock that afternoon. We're joined by Bishop Paul Bradley, the leader of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Kalamazoo, and Pastor Jeff Winke of the Bridge Church in Portage. Thank you for being here.
You're very welcome. It's good to be with you.
So 500 years after the Reformation, what does that mean to Christianity right now as you sit here and a Catholic and a Protestant sit side by side in a radio studio?
Well, to me, it signifies a moment that we look back at historically with, you know, I think from our perspective, a certain amount of remorse and sadness that not so much over the issues that were raised, because I think, as you indicated, historically, as we look back, there were some very important issues that needed to be addressed. But the result that has come about, that there's a great divide within the body of Christ. And I think that's one of the things that even when we go all the way back to Jesus, you know, at the Last Supper, his prayer to the Father was, oh, Father, may we all be one as you are in me and I in you. And I think that's been the prayer within the Christian body, certainly ever since, and including during these days of these 500 years of the Reformation. We keep praying for unity.
Pastor Winke?
Yeah, definitely. The longing for that oneness is something that, as we look back, we have not had. And quite honestly, I think Protestants have a lot that we can learn and appreciate from our Catholic brothers and sisters. And even in this process, has been very enriching to see firsthand and hear firsthand the beautiful traditions, the elements of the Catholic branch of Christianity that, honestly, I feel like our Protestant branch has missed out on.
When you look back at some of the things Martin Luther was writing about, some of his criticisms of the Catholic Church, Bishop Bradley, do you think that those have been, at least some of them, have been acknowledged and the Catholic Church has maybe incorporated some of Martin Luther's teachings into doctrine now?
Well, sure. Absolutely. I think Martin Luther raised very legitimate concerns. There were abuses that were taking place, particularly as we all know, you know, one of the main things was the selling of indulgences and what that meant. And I think even at the time that Martin Luther raised it, the church was becoming aware that these things were not appropriate. And while they were widespread, at various levels of the church, you know, that it certainly wasn't being given approbation by the church at large. And so it was being already in the process of being addressed. And so I think as we look back, many of those issues, significant issues, were dealt with. And obviously we're not at the same place now as we were in the 1500s.
So why do you think it's important to hold this event in Kalamazoo on Sunday to demonstrate unity among Christians now?
Something Bishop and I both just talked about and prayed together about. Our world is so divided. It seems like on every aspect, there's division, there's vitriol, there's lack of appreciation and understanding for. And quite honestly, if Protestants and Catholics can come together and demonstrate the kind of unity that we'll have on Sunday, I think it's just a signal to our world. It's a signal to Kalamazoo that unity can be had, and we're just excited to bring that to our city.
And I think there's, while we both acknowledge and are very aware of the fact that there are issues between Protestants and Catholics and even within some various Protestant denominations, that we go back to what are the basics? What is it that's essential to both of us, Protestants and Catholics, Christians of all types and branches, what is it that's essential? And it's that we believe Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He has come to bring salvation, and we rejoice in that good news. And that's, I think, what we're really focusing on. What is it that we can not only agree on, but celebrate together? And that's the purpose of the event on Sunday, to bring people together and not to be focused on divisions, though we will acknowledge them, but how can we just rejoice together in our faith?
Yeah. Those areas of unity are so many. And quite honestly, I think a lot of Protestants aren't aware that Catholic Christians share those same essential beliefs. And as we've come to learn, a lot of Catholic Christians don't know what the Protestant branch of Christianity is about, and sometimes even refer to that as a different religion. And to bring that awareness, to highlight those similarities and the unity that we have in Jesus is worth every bit of this effort. And I'm excited about bringing it to our city.
I mean, is the core belief here pretty much held across the board in Christianity, whether it be Catholic, Protestant? And is it pretty much held?
Yes. One of the things that Pastor Jeff did, I think, right from the get-go was, you know, in his own mind, he was saying the basic litmus test, you know, whether people will be able to come together and rejoice in this event on Sunday is, do we profess the Nicene Creed? What are the dogmas, the basic teachings that are expressed in that ancient creed that goes back to the 300s? And if we can all say, yes, that's the essence of our faith, then that's who we want to be together with.
And the Nicene Creed is just a defining part of all Christian faith. The belief in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that focus on the Trinitarian understanding of who God is, distinguishes Christian belief from all other beliefs on the planet. And it's amazing. There's been a lot more ecumenicism towards other religions than there has between Catholics and Protestants. And yet we share that Nicene Creed boldly, and it is the central part of our Christian faith that makes us unique.
You did mention, though, Bishop Bradley, there are differences. You know, is it important in some way that you do acknowledge that those differences still exist, point out what they are, and discuss them in a way that is perhaps, you know, respectful, civil, that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm. Sure. One of the things that I have found about this process that's actually been going on for a year and a half in our discussions and planning, and it's really been at the ground level, we've invited various pastors and leaders of church denominations to be a part of the planning of this event for over the last year and a half. So we've had multiple meetings. Each meeting, there's more and more people. There are more and more people that have joined together. That process of discussion, dialogue, praying together has been enriching for me. I think it's been helpful to everybody because that has begun to clarify some of the differences. A lot of the things that I think that there are accidental differences, I think, that we look at and perhaps wrongly think other people believe. When, in fact, when we come together and discuss things, we find that may not be the case. So clarifying differences has been very important. Coming to understand what is it that really are our differences, and we find they're not perhaps as many as we might have thought, though they're significant. So we have talked about that many times in the planning process, and part of our gathering on Sunday at the Wing Stadium will be admitting those differences and encouraging further dialogue.
Yeah, we're going to highlight those differences, and then we have two set faith forum discussion times planned already, 1 month after and 2 months after the event. And so, yeah, that dialogue has been fascinating. One session we spent the whole time saying to our Catholic brothers and sisters in the room, what do Catholics always want to ask Protestants? And they listed those, and then we said, what do Protestants always want to ask Catholics? And it was fascinating to unpack that because about half of them really were misnomers, misunderstandings of Catholics praying to saints or what does purgatory represent. And some of them were substantive of why doesn't the Protestant Church subscribe to the authority of the Pope? Why don't we have a Mass or Communion every week? And those are legitimate, good questions, and that dialogue was fascinating.
And is maybe that some of the long-term lessons here of Martin Luther is that discussion and debate and questioning are important to
gain a greater understanding of what other people believe and how they think.
Absolutely. My understanding was that as Martin Luther nailed those 95 theses, I don't believe he intended to split the church. My guess is that grieved him that honest discussion and debate didn't happen. And historians probably disagree about how that all played out. But the split in the church, the division in the church is painful even to this day because it goes against Jesus's prayer for unity. And I'm excited that what we're doing has the chance to foster that dialogue, to open that discussion, to literally open a window into one another's traditions and have people for the first time ask honest questions and say, let's begin this prayerful dialogue.
You had mentioned earlier the idea of, you know, respectful dialogue. I think that's been so key, you know, that we can appreciate the fact and accept the fact that we see some things differently. And that's, I mean, well, it's not okay in the sense of, so what? It's to the point of saying, okay, those are things that we can have further discussions about. Or perhaps we accept the fact that at our level, we may not be able to do much more than at least understand each other better. At higher levels, perhaps we pray, you know, those kinds of discussions will continue. As we know, they've been going on at the levels of the international level, the universal church, the various interdenominational gatherings that have been taking place. And someday that will bear fruit, I'm sure.
Of course, there are, you know, there's other religions as well, which, you know, you also try to be respectful of. So, you know, I'm wondering, though, if maybe sometimes within a religion, within Christianity, is the debate a little more, you know, maybe a little more heated than it would be when you're saying, well, you know, I'm going to go talk to a rabbi. I'm going to go talk to a Muslim cleric. I'm wondering, you know, sort of the whole idea that sometimes family feuds get to be a little more intense than the feud with your neighbor. Is that maybe some of what happened over the centuries with the Reformation?
Absolutely. I think the internal debate and dialogue has been very intense. And I like your analogy of within a family structure. And those differences are highlighted differently amongst brothers and sisters in a family than they would be a person outside that family. Certainly, the Protestant branch of Christianity, there's been a heated debate, and one of the laments, too, as we come to Kalamazoo United, is that the Protestant branch of Christianity is not united. It's fractured, multiple different approaches, and even some negative comments one to another, even in the Protestant branch. And pulling all of those people together and inviting all of them to be side by side in this event, I think has been a good reminder that we do share that that common belief, the Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed, the belief in Jesus and in the way of salvation alone. Those are things that are so central, and we forget them because we debate so many peripheral issues.
And I think even within over the course of this time that we've been trying to invite people to come together, there have been those that have said, no, thank you. You know, we're fine. And that's been, I guess, maybe perhaps disappointing and yet understandable. And that's not just various Protestant denominations. Even, you know, within the Catholic Church, there have been some pastors, local pastors, that perhaps have had a different idea, that they maybe have a misgivings about what this is all about. So we're not under any illusions. No. I don't think that this event is the be all and the end all, but it's a tremendous step forward, yeah. In my mind, yeah. A wonderful opportunity, one that I don't know is happening anywhere else in the country that, yeah, I'm aware of.
I do think this is unique. I have not heard of this level of an event happening anywhere else. And the challenge for people who right now, even as they're hearing this, who say, I'm not going to that, or Catholics shouldn't be with Protestants, or Protestants should be with Catholics, the challenge is, come. Don't make up your mind before an event like this. Don't make up your mind before having an honest dialogue. Don't fall into the stereotypes that have kept us separate. Go investigate those. Go talk about those. And I'm convinced that as the Christians who are at Wing Stadium on Sunday stand side by side, they are going to sense and feel a oneness of spirit and the bond of the Holy Spirit that has been unexperienced to this point. And I'm convinced that people will lean in a way that they never have before.
Bishop Bradley, shouldn't be noted here that the Vatican has given their approval to this, right? Or at least the understanding is that they know it's going on, and they have said that they're welcoming it.
Yes. When I happened to be in Rome in February to visit our seminarians, and I purposely went to visit the Congregation for Christian Unity, just to let them know that this was in the planning process. We kind of kiddingly said early on, wouldn't it be great if Pope Francis would send a video message
or come
for
personally.
This
That's what I want. I want him to come by, you know, right here.
And so, you know, I went to visit the congregation really with that as the ultimate request. Would Pope Francis consider doing something like that? But at the very least, I wanted them to be aware that we were planning this, and could they indicate their level of support? And they did issue a very nice letter from the Congregation for Christian Unity, indicating they were very supportive of our gathering and that Pope Francis was aware and supportive as well. So I was pleased with that. And I think everybody that's heard about it, Protestants and Catholics, have been very pleased with that.
Is that a change in the Catholic Church or in the Vatican that maybe, you know, if we were talking the 450th anniversary of the Reformation, maybe it wouldn't be viewed quite that way?
It's possible. I mean, that's possible. Pope Francis, of course, has been somebody that I think has had universal appeal beyond, you know, Catholics. And again, not universally necessarily, but there's a lot more people that are acknowledging the fact he's doing something that's significant when he himself is reaching beyond boundaries and borders and structures to try to advance the gospel or at least proclaim the faith, the importance of our faith. And of course, our faith is not just what we do on Sundays when we come to worship. Our faith is what motivates us to move beyond and try to make the world a better place. That's what Jesus challenged us to do, and that's what we continue to challenge ourselves to do.
And Pope Francis's modeling of that servant-hearted attitude is one of our key outcomes for Kalamazoo United. At the end of the event, we're going to challenge every Christian in our whole city to serve in the name of Jesus and to live out what it really means to be a Christian in that coming year. And we'd love to have them do that side by side with a group of other Christians who are not from their traditional tribe. So different Protestant groups coming together, different racial groups coming together, Catholics and Protestants coming together to serve and live out an active Christian faith. And again, we can debate theology all day long, but to serve side by side in the name of Jesus, bringing love and care to people, there's just no arguing with that, that is a central thrust of the teachings and life of Jesus.
Bishop Paul Bradley of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Kalamazoo and Pastor Jeff Wenke of the Bridge Church in Portage, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.
Kalamazoo United, an event bringing together Catholics and Protestants to mark the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, is being held on Sunday at Wing Stadium. Links with more information can be found at WMUK.org.